Welcome to A Miracle Every Day. My name is Eric Sellerier, and today Holly is reading the miracle of the day. Enjoy, my friend.
He who led you through that great and terrible wilderness, in which were fiery serpents and scorpions and thirsty land, where there was no water, who brought water for you out of the flinty rock, who fed you in the wilderness with manna, which your fathers did not know, that he might humble you and that he might test you to do you good in the end. That's Deuteronomy 8:15 through 16. In the Old Testament, we can read the story of the children of Israel enslaved in Egypt. God sends a liberator to rescue them from this oppression and lead them to the Promised Land, though they had a 40-year detour in the desert. A dry, arid place doesn't tend to be what we seek, and yet it was by leaving Egypt and entering this desert that the people of Israel experienced the miracle, or rather the miracles. The pillar of cloud by day and fire by night in Exodus 13:21. The parting of the Red Sea in Psalm 106:9. The daily manna in Psalm 78:24. Healing in Numbers 21:9. And water springing forth from a rock, Exodus 17:6. Experiencing God's miracle is often precipitated by one thing in particular, being backed into a corner with no way out. My friend, if this is your situation today, proclaim with me, Lord, I believe in you and your love for me. Thank you that what seems to be a desert right now is actually the land where you make your miraculous power known. Thank you for making the impossible possible today. Thank you that human impossibilities are an amazing opportunity for you to act. In your name, amen.
Thank you for listening to A Miracle Every Day. If you like it, feel free to invite your friends to subscribe to it at miracle.jesus.net. Thanks for existing.